很感谢主，经过一年的功夫再回来同弟兄姊妹们一同聚会。
I'm really thankful to the Lord that I have had the opportunity to meet with you after a year.
刚刚徐先生报告到泰国的事。
Just a moment ago, Mr. Xu mentioned about the things going on at Thailand.
我已经不给人家证婚已经有几年了，已经退休了几年了。
I've retired from presiding over a wedding several years now.
但是有一个例外。
But there's an exception.
凡是我的学生，他们要结婚的时候，我已经给他们证婚的。
All my students, for their wedding, I'm willing to be presiding.
要是你们想请我证婚呢，最好先做我的学生。
If you want me to preside over your wedding, you better be my student first.
因为你可以很有机会到基督工人神学院去读书的。
Because you will have an opportunity to go through some training at our training center in Berkeley.
首先要谢谢大家的祷告。
I want to thank you for the many prayers support that you have given.
主是在赐福给我们的这个训练的机构。
Because the Lord has indeed blessed our training activity there.
经过这么多年来的祷告。
Because after this many years of prayer.
主打发给我们有行政主任。
God sent us someone to be in charge of administration.
那么有教务主任。
To someone to be in charge of the academic area.
有辅导主任。
And some.To be charging in charge of the counseling there.
这是主给我们特别的恩典。
These are the different blessings that the Lord have added onto us.
因为主把他自己的人打发给我们，所以我们就把学制改了。
Because God has sent us His own people, that's why we have changed our system there.
那我们也给约是他们读两年或者三年的写了论文之后，我们也给他们的学位。
So those who have been through a 2 year to 3 years program and have done a dissertation, we grant them a degree also.
因为政府也允许我也通过这件事。
Because this has met the approval of the government also.
我们要更感谢主的，主也打发青年人来到我们中间。
We want to thank the Lord more so because He has sent many young people among us.
这个学期我们有十几位同学。
This quarter we have more than 10 students.
我说十几位是因为有两位现在还在等候美国领事馆的批准。
The reason I haven't been firm on the number because there are still two of them waiting upon the American consulate to let them come over.
那在这里也感谢主在经济上给我们一些的供应。
And we want to thank the Lord to fulfill some of our financial needs.
我出去时候常常同人说一件事。
When I have an opportunity to visit different places, I like to share this with them.
我说，我常常接到电话，一个教会没有传道的时候，问我有没有毕业的同学。
Some of the churches are calling me, asking me if they are.Students graduating.
没有宣教时候，他们也打电话来问我们，可以什么人可以排出去。
Places looking for missionary also call us.
教会愿意去接济供应这些的人。
The churches are willing to support these different people.
我听说有一位传道人到了泰国的北部去，带了$10,000。
I've heard that a certain person took with him $10,000 to the northern part of Thailand
送给他们做工的人
and gave it to those who are working there
这位工人不晓得忽然间觉得惊奇了不知道怎么该处理这一笔钱
and the people there didn't know what to do with the money
我们为他们感谢主
we have to thank the Lord for their sake
但是我们喜欢呢都是早上起来吃一个鸡蛋
We all like to have an egg in the morning.
但是人只喜欢拿鸡蛋，不喂老母鸡。
We all like to enjoy the egg, that we don't think much of the hen.
要是训练的机构要不去喂养它的话，有一天它就没有蛋可以生了。
If we don't feed those who are raising the eggs, one day won't be able to lay any more eggs.
所以我们要为这样的工作祷告。
So we need the prayer for this type of work.
现在我们目前我们教员的我们的供应也不过是照着标照我们董事会通过，也不过是60%-70%。
The kind of expense that we have is only 60% of what we targeted for.
所以我们只有仰望主。
So we really need to look upon the Lord for our support.
弟兄姊妹们同我们一同祷告。
we request that the brother and sister here will pray with us together.
我现在就说到这次去 泰国给马姊妹还有何弟兄他们证婚。
I'd like to share with you about the wedding of Dorcas.
所以今天我们两个见证人都在这里啊。
Both witnesses for the wedding are here this morning.
我也有机会到泰国的北部去。
And after that, I have an opportunity to visit the northern part of Thailand.
因为这一去呢, 就给我一些的决定。
Because of this trip, I have come to several decisions.
所以这两天同徐先生也有很多的交通关于在那一边的工作的问题。
And so this few days, we have a lot of time to talk over some of the needs of that area.
因为那一个地方的需要不仅是泰国北部的需要。
Because the need there is not only limited to that particular region.
也是辽国，也是缅甸的需要。
Because also involving the need of the surrounding countries, Laos and Burma.
因为在缅甸现在只有所谓正式的传道人，现在只有四位。
Because there are only four full-time workers there in Burma.
他们需要传道人。
They need more people in a full-time ministry.
需要训练。
And they need training.
若是主许可的话,
if the Lord is willing,
我们几位同工, 明年的夏天, 在那里要有一个月的训练。
A few of us will have a planning to have a one-month training over there.
这个不过是我们一个近的,
目标。 But this is only a near-term goal that we have.
从那里开始起, 主怎么样带领, 我们, 今天我们不知道。
From then on, how the Lord leads us, we do not know yet.
所以请大家今天放开我们的眼。
So we ask that maybe we can really extend our vision.
我们要看见我们教会的负担在什么地方。
So we can see what are some of the real needs of our church here.
今天早上我同大家传的信息。
The message that I'd like to share with you this morning.
就是讲到教会的近方向和它的大方向。
Has to do with the short-term goal and the long-term goal of the church.
请大家看《使徒行传》第一章。
I ask that you turn with me your Bible to the book of Acts, chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
The book of Acts, chapter 1.
第八节。
Starting from verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
第二处圣经是在使徒行传第八章。
And please turn again to chapter 8.
第一节同第四节。
Verse 1 and verse 4.
使徒行传第八章一节同四节。 从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫。 除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church at Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria.
那些分散的人往各处去传道。
Verse 4, those who had been scattered preached the word.
最后一处圣经是在马太福音第二十八章第十九节和二十节。
And please turn again to the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 19 and 20.
马太福音28章19节20节。
Matthew, chapter 28, verse 19 and 20.
找到之后我们一同读, 无论读英文也好, 中文也好。
After we have found that, please read together.
所以你们要去, 使万民做我的门徒, 奉父子圣灵的名, 及他们施洗。 凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。我们今天早上起来，不是把每一节圣经内容去仔细分析。
This morning we will not be analyzing every Bible verse here.
我们借着这三处的圣经的背景和它的那一个前边的意义，我们来讲说今天早上的信息。
But what we'd like to share with you has to do with the background and the meaning of those Bible verses that we had just finished reading. We can see very clearly that for every one of us who has accepted Jesus Christ, we have become a disciple. When the Lord Jesus Christ sent out his disciples, disciple.
对他说，你们要往普天下去，使万民做我的门徒。
Lord Jesus sent them to the over the whole world and tell them to make disciple of all of them.
他把得救的那一个是神的儿女，那一个是放下了。
He did not mention the subject of salvation.
马上就注意到我们要叫万民做他的门徒。
Instead, he commanded them to make disciple of people.
门徒的意思有两个。
There are two meanings to the word of disciple.
一个就是学习者的意思。
One is the one who learns.
第二个就是跟从者的意思。
And the second meaning has to do with one who follows.
一个做门徒的要好好去学。
A disciple has to learn properly.
要跟随耶稣。
It has to follow the Lord.
学了之后。
After we have learned.
目的乃是他自己能长进。
The objective is that the person can grow himself.
当他自己长进的时候。
If the person grows.
要用两个方法。
He has to use two means.
一个方法是教导他自己。
First of all, he has to teach himself.
第二个乃是借着教导别人而自己去长进。
Secondly, through teaching other people, they help themselves.
因为一个学习的人最好是先去教。
Because the best way to learn is to help to teach.
因为你教导的时候，你自己就要多多学习。
Because through teaching, you force yourself that you have to learn even more so.
所以我们这些做门徒的是一面学一面教。
For those of us who are disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to be learning and then we have to be teaching at the same time.
一天中午的时候，一天早上的时候，我在 Berkeley 的城大市上在那走路。
One day I was walking in the downtown of Berkeley.
我看见一个小的亭子。
I saw a little shelter there.
那么外边说卖叉烧包。
On the outside there's a sign saying selling buns.
那么我往里面一看。
So when I peek inside,
是我们教会的一个青年人。
It's a young person of our own church.
我就对他说，哎，某某弟兄，现在你也会做叉烧包了吗？
So I asked him, I say, well, now you have become a professional making this buns.
他说我不会做叉烧包。
He said, well, I don't know how to do.
我说叉烧包从哪里来的呀？
So where did you get those?
他说我一早开车子到 San Francisco 买300个叉烧包。
He told me that every morning he will go to San Francisco and buy 300 of those.
那么我就放在蒸笼里边。
And then I just put it in a steamer.
所以我买叉烧包。
And then I can sell them.
我们一个做门徒的。
As a disciple.
今天你把别人那里学来的。
From what you have learned from somebody else.
你就是说简单的说，你把它整个的告诉别人也是可以的。
Even in a simple manner, you just share whatever you have learned.
虽然你不会做叉烧包。
You may not be able to cook yourself.
但是你也可以卖叉烧包。
Yet you can help to sell it.
这是一个做门徒的那一个样式。
This is kind of an example for all of us as a disciple.
但是我们要懂得一件事。
We have to be aware of one thing.
我们的主吩咐他的门徒的时候。
When the Lord commanded his apostles there.
要叫门徒们不但是在耶路撒冷。
He told them that they should not only limit their vision among Jerusalem,
并且要到撒玛利亚去,
they should be going even to the area of Samaria,
然后到整个的世界去,
and then unto the end of the world.
所以圣灵降临之后,
so when the Holy Spirit came,
圣灵大大的做工,
and the Holy Spirit worked among the people,
他们被圣灵充满,
when they were filled by the Spirit,
教会的人数就天天的增加,
and the number of people multiply in the church.
他们真是快乐。
So they were filled with great joy.
天天有得救的人。
Because many people were added to them on every day.
我们也像他们一样啊，就是现在的每一餐煮饭之聚会之后能叫大家有饭吃。
We were just like them because every Sunday morning after the worship we have lunch together.
但是我们的很简单。
But our lunch is pretty simple.
因为他们一天信主的有3000或者是5000。
Because when the numbers were added to them, they were in the 3,000 and 5,000 range.
那么这一个煮饭就是越来越严重。
So those who have to provide for the food had a real hard time.
我想越是现在的话，他们已经要请一个 MBI 的人来管理这个事。
Maybe in modern terms, they really have to look for someone with a higher degree to manage this.
这么多的人一定要有个行政管理。
In order to take care of the need of so many people, they really need the administration specialist.
我想他们天天晚上要开会。
I think every night they have to have meeting.
为这个讨论吃饭的问题，可能一个晚上讨论到5-6个钟头。
Maybe just because of this problem of meeting the food's requirement, they have to spend 5-6 hours in meetings.
所以为着行政的缘故，他们开会。
For the sake of administration, they have meetings.
所以把那些的开会的时间是用在讨论事项上面。
And they spend the time just going over business.
他们没办法出去传福音。
So that they no longer have time to go out and preach God's word.
就是这样的开会讨论。
Because of all these meetings.
还有漏洞。
There's still areas that they have neglected.
结果教会中间出了大的问题。
So there were problems among them.
所以这些师徒们说，我们不是 MBI， 我们没有学过这些专门的工商管理。
So the apostles discussed among themselves and decided that they do not have the expertise in that area.
我们还是以祈祷传道为事为主。
It's better for them that they should be preaching God's word instead.
是的，当人数加堆的时候，叫我们快乐。
Indeed, when the numbers will add among us, it makes us really happy.
但是那不是教会最后的方向。
But that's not the ultimate goal of the church.
所以等到逼迫来的时候
，So when persecution came,
这除了使徒以外
，Aside from the apostles,
这一些的门徒就分散在撒玛利亚地和犹大的全地。
The rest of them will scatter around Judea and Samaria.
因为逼迫来了之后
，But because of persecution.
他们不得不分，不得不散。
They have to be spread out.
当他们分散的时候
，When they scatter,
那一个福音就分散出去了。
The word of the Lord went with them.
所以我们看见早期的教会学了一个功课。
So we could learn from the early church.
他们必须要出去传。
They have to take God's word out with them.
神的目的是要他的儿女们聚集在一起。
God's goal for his own children is that they can have a time to assemble themselves.
但是这一个观念必须要清楚。
But we have to be clear of this concept.
是什么观念呢？
What is it?
就是说我们不能以像造巴别塔的那一个观念来建造我们的教会。
We should not be building our church with the same idea as the tower of
Babel.
那
我们看见一件事。
One thing we can learn.
我们必须要把教会带出去。
We have to take our church to other places.
意思说我们把福音带出去。
Is that we have to take God's word with us.
然后就在那里看见另外一个教会。
And then we'll see the raising up of another church.
所以我们看见在教会的那一个近方向里面，那是训练弟兄姊妹好好的做一个门徒。
So in a near-term goal, we can see that we have to train people to be a good disciple.
那我们借用杨少棠先生的一句话来说。
I will borrow somebody's saying here.
他说教会就是一个圣经学校。
He was saying, the church is just like a seminary.
用我们现代的话说，教会就是一个训练中心。
Maybe in modern terms, we just say that church is a training center.
因为我们要学。
Because we have to learn.
把我们所学的。
Whatever we have learned.
我们去告诉别人。
We have to share with somebody else.
所以我们在教会里边应该大家一同在一起学习。
So in church, we have to be learning together.
我们要问我们今天的教会。
We ask our church today.
我们教会在学习的事情要怎么样？
In the area of learning, what should be our attitude?
我们感谢主为三合子的教会预备了教师。
We thank the Lord that the Lord has prepared teachers among the church here.
姊妹中间也有，弟兄中间也有。
For the brother or sisters.
那我们既然有了之后
Since we have all these assets,
那我们怎么样把教会建立起来
How can we build up the church here?
神叫我们有在地上有一个教会
The Lord allow us to have a church here
是的，我们要有教会的生活。
We have to have church life.
因为有教会的生活
，Because that life we have at church.
我们就有了侍奉。
So we can have a chance to serve.
但是侍奉并不光说是生活。
We know that that's not just the end of it.
我们出去传福音的时候
，When we take God's word with us.
在我们学习的时候
，Through our learning.
我们就需要有人来服侍。
We need people to minister.
为着要服侍的好。
In order to do it well.
所以我们今天的。教会需要有恩赐
So we need gifts from God
所以神在教会里有赐给我们先知
So that's why God has given to the church gifts of prophecy
传福音的
Those who can preach
然后就是教师和牧师
And teachers and ministers
为着这个缘故
Because of these
神把恩赐降下来
God has given us all kinds of gifts
为的是要叫我们的教会建立起来
So that the church can be built up
弟兄姊妹们一同学习
All the brothers and sisters can learn together
但是我们今天看教会的光景如何
But if we look at the condition we're in
教会祷告会
In our prayer meeting
人来的不多。
There are not too many participating.
我们的查经班人来的不多。
In our Bible study, not too many participating.
为什么缘故？
Why is that?
因为我们忽略了基督所托付给我们的那一个身份。
Because we have overlooked the kind of position that God has given us.
我们忽略了基督所交付我们的那一个门徒的功用。
Because we have forgotten what God has commissioned us to do.
是耶稣对他对门徒说：“你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。”
That's why Jesus told them that you have to go out and to make disciples of men.
凡我所吩咐你们的
whatever I have taught you,
你们都教训他们去遵守。
You have to teach them likewise to follow.
这里有一两个字是需要注意的。
There are two words that we should pay special attention.
凡我所教训你们的
everything that I have taught you,
你们都要教训他们去遵守。
Everything that I have commanded you, you have to tell them to follow accordingly.
那么请问谁能把耶稣基督所教训的一切都能学得到呢？
Who can be able to comprehend everything that the Lord has commanded?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们又是四福音。
Because we have the four gospels.
因为马太写到第二十八章的时候。
Because Matthew, when he got to chapter 28,
那么他就把基督的最后的这一个使命讲出来。
He gave us this last command of the Lord.
这意思说，越是我们能把马太福音从一章到第二十八章都能学习好。
What it means is that if we can really understand the Gospel of Matthew, all 28 chapters thoroughly,
那我们就知道耶稣基督一切的教训了。
Then we'll be able to understand all the teachings of the Lord.
因为在约翰福音第二十章也告诉我们说，
Because in Gospel of John, chapter 20,
我记这些神迹，
I have recorded this,
是要叫你们知道耶稣基督是神的儿子，
so that you know that Christ Jesus is indeed the Son of God.
你们信他就有永生。
And all those who believe in him will have everlasting life.
但是在前边有几句话说，
But before that,
耶稣在世界上所行的一切是行了许多的神迹。
John mentioned that Jesus had performed many miracles on earth.
那么他行了很多的神迹。
He has done many, many things.
但是在约翰福音里单单只选了七个神迹。
But in the Gospel of John, he recorded only seven of those.
你能知道哪七个神迹？
If you can understand all those seven,
因为哪七个神迹而引起的那一些的教导，
because of all the teachings that you can generate from those
miracles, 你就能明白耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Then you understand clearly that Jesus is indeed the Son of God.
你要信他就可以得着永生。
And you believe in him, then you can have this new life in you.
所以当一个人得救之后，
so when a person is saved,
我们要带领他，
we have to lead him.
一定要教导他读圣经。
We have to teach him to read God's words.
我们很感谢主，听到说青年人的退休会里边是圣灵自己做工。
We thank the Lord that the Spirit moved among the young people's conference.
那么开始读圣经了。
And they started this devotional life.
那么从哪里开始？
So where should they start?
最好的开始，
I think the best beginning,
先把基督一生做的事实讲的话所留下的榜样把它学得好，
is to understand clearly what Christ has demonstrated for us when he was on earth.
一个跟随耶稣的人，
a follower of Christ,
而不知道耶稣做过什么事，
if we do not know what Christ has done,
说过什么话，
and what he has said,
这是一个很矛盾的现象，
that's really something very contradictory to your
belief. 所以我们一定要好好的把基督的事要学。
So we really should set our goal to understand clearly what Christ taught. Because whatever he has done, everything that he has done in his life,
最后说经历的事,
and what he has experienced,
就是我们的救恩。
What it amounts to is our salvation.
我们要因为基督同钉十字架而钉了十字架。
You and I need to be crucified with Christ.
所以我们要同他一同钉十字架。
So we need to be crucified with him.
因为他死了之后便被埋葬。
Because after he died, he was buried.
所以我们也要与基督一同埋葬。
So you and I need to be buried with him.
以后他复活了。
And then he came to life.
所以我们要与他一同复活。
We need to be resurrected with him.
他今天隐藏在父的里边。
Today he is inside God.
所以今天我们要与基督一同隐藏在父的里边。
So you and I need to be in God also.
他怎么样的经过？
Whatever he has experienced,
我们就怎么样去经历？
We just try to follow accordingly.
所以我们看见一个门徒的做门徒的人应该知道耶稣基督说过什么话，做过什么事。
So as a disciple of Christ, we should be well aware of what he said and what he has done.
也是我们在教会里边。
If we are in church here,
大家一同学习。
We endeavor to learn God's word.
原谅我讲一句话。
If you forgive me to say this,
我讲的太重的话。
Maybe if it's too strong.
请你们在主里边记得这件事。
I hope that you can really remember this.
我们对于基督的事知道的太少。
We indeed lack our understanding of what Christ has done.
因为我们学习主的话语不够。
Because we do not endeavor ourselves to study God's word.
在主日的时候，早上只有一个钟头。
Because on Sunday morning, there's only 1 hour's time.
我们今天时间稍微多一点。
Maybe we have a little bit more time this morning.
我不会再多讲下去。
I won't say too much.
但是这一个钟头的学习不够啊。
But this hours of learning is not enough.
我们要出去带领别人信主。
If we want to lead other people to Christ.
我们知道水高就船高。
We know that as the ship will just follow the water level.
也是一个学打拳的人只学三家毛就是三手嘛。
For a person learning the boxing, if he just learn three sets,
那么他只能知道打左打右打前。
He may only be limited.
但是他不会在后边去防备的。
He will not learn how to protect himself from the back.
你知道魔鬼就是从后边来攻击的。
We know that the Satan attacks us from the behind.
越是你知道三方面。
If you only have learned three areas.
第四方面没有学得到。
And you lack the fourth area.
我们中国人常常说这个好的东西不传就外人的。
We Chinese also often have this bad habit that we don't share our good thing with other people.
总要把一点东西留下来的。
We always to keep some part to ourselves.
传给儿子嘛就不传给女儿。
We like to pass it on to the son, we don't pass it on to daughters.
要是这个心理的话，你学三套只教两套。
If that's the kind of attitude you and I have, we have only certain three sets and we only can share with other two sets.
那我们说带领的人就可怜了。
And those our followers are indeed pitiful.
他要出去再教着，他只好教一套。
And if he has to go and show someone, he can only show one set.
下面的人一套也没有一套。
And the other who follow them won't have anything left.
这是我们教会的光景。
This is the kind of condition we are in today.
弟兄姊妹们，beloved brothers and sisters. 要是长老执事他们通过说，以后我们要多多学圣经。
If the church board passes the issue that we should be learning more about God's word.
我们要多多祷告。
We have to pray more earnestly.
我们要来参加的。
We should take time to participate.
我们不要推迟的。
We shouldn't have all kinds of excuses.
张弟兄会去的。
Maybe Brother Zhang will go.
李姊妹会去。
Maybe Sister Lee will go.
多一个人也没关系，少一个人也没关系。
Well, I think I won't amount to much anyway.
错误的观念。
That's a wrong idea.
这是教会今天错误的问题。
This is the kind of problem we have today at church.
所以我们今天教会不能好好去得人。
That's why the church cannot reach people today.
所以今天我们必须在主的面前好好的学。
That's why, beloved brother and sister, we should really endeavor to study God's word.
学了之后，
after what we have learned,
我们再去教别人，
then we can pass on to other people. We can lead other people.
这样把一个教会建立起来。
So this is the only way the church can be edified.
成为一个强壮的教会。
Can be a strong church.
好，我们看见了，这是近的方向。
So we can see this short-term goals here.
但是这个教会训练之后，
So after all these trainings,
该做什么？
What should we be doing?
我们这一班的门徒，
All these disciples,
又要出去。
We should go out.
出去有两个方法。
There are two ways we have to follow.
一个就是我们把一个人一个人带到教会里来。
We should lead on an individual basis.
第二个就是说，我们应该到一些的地方去，整个的人在那边就留在那里了。
Maybe some of us should go out to another place and set up a new church there.
因为在撒玛利亚需要教会。
Because in Samaria they have need for a church.
在犹大的全地、犹太的全地需要教会。
In Judea, different places they have need for church.
是我们喜欢聚集在一起。
Yes, indeed, we like to be assembled together.
教会的增长有两个方面。
There are two ways the church can grow.
一个是个人的增长。
In first area is a personal growth.
然后是教会的增长。
And then it comes to church growth.
个人的增长是门徒越来越多。
On a personal level, we have disciples multiplying.
那么教会的增长就是教会越来越多。
And the church growth has to do with the more number of churches.
我们看见教会有一件事。
We know that there's one thing in church.
听说在韩国有的教会有他们的会友有120,000人。
I've heard that in some churches in Korea, that their congregation exceed 100,000.
他说可能就到150,000人了。
Maybe, well, they are approaching the 150,000 number.
我们为他感谢主。
We want to thank the Lord for that.
我们实在是要为他们感谢主。
We indeed have to thank the Lord for them.
但是这是不是神的心意呢？
Is this really the will of the Lord?
管理十五万人。
In order to take care of the need of 150,000 people.
差不多就像管理一个城市一样。
It's almost just like taking care of a city.
那么需要有市长。
There needs to be a mayor.
有需要经济部部长。
Should be someone in charge of the treasury.
我们需要有总务部部长。
Should be someone in charge of overall.
先是各部部长开会。
First, the different cabinets level will have
meetings. 然后每一部再开会。
And then in their own individual department, they have meetings.
那么主任学教员呢？我相信他们有5,000-6,000主日学教员。
I think they have 5,000 to 10,000 of Sunday school
teachers. 那么为着要有是一万个人要聚会的时候
，because when 10,000 people assemble together,
他们一定要干。